Pod People.
Greetings, gentle listeners. Excuse me. It's currently about 2 a.m. Rose is asleep under the bed, and Victor went home to feed, he said. And I'm still waiting for Staircase. I figured to help pass the time, maybe we could listen to some of the dreams that you sent in. And hopefully when we're done, Staircase can tell us who was in that photo that we discovered in the last episode.
Relax. Breathe. Welcome to Ghost Honey's
Dream Machine.
Alrighty, gentle listeners. Without further ado, I present three different dreams about bodies of water. This one by Pelks caught my eye. In college, I had weirdly vivid and mundane dreams about things I did regularly, like dream me going to the dining hall in a hyper-realistic dreamscape, only to wake up from the accidental nap I was taking and realize I was hungry. In one particularly memorable dream, which I had while I was in college, I walked past the campus duck pond and dream sang, and then in parentheses, I wish I could convey the melody in writing. Pond hag, pond hag, I don't have your pond bag. And I saw a beautiful but unsettling gray face surrounded with leafy hair looking up from under the water and nod silently. Even though in the logic of the dream, I knew the song was specifically sung to summon her, I was still dream and real life startled and made an eep sound and woke up. I looked in that spot of the pond every time I walked by after that, but I never saw her face again. At least, I don't think I did. Our next dream comes from Claire. Claire wrote in saying, I dreamed last night that I was walking by a river. I think you meant dreamed, but to keep the ongoing dream theme of bodies of water, I'm gonna think that you were being particularly punny. I was eating a strawberry ice cream, but the weather was cold and gray. There was a sudden commotion near the water, and I joined the crowd of onlookers. There was a huge narwhal breaching the water. His skin was dusky blue, and his horn was immense. Spiraled like a unicorn's might be. And from his mouth stepped a person, a guy wearing a pink, purple, and orange striped crochet jumper. He stepped out like it was a magic trick, hands raised in victory, and we all applauded. Claire, what a fun dream. A quick Google search told me that if the narwhal in your dream is breaching the water, it alerts you to important, unexpected messages coming your way. And it also said, which is interesting because it was also a part of your dream, if the weather in this dream is turbulent, the information will be dramatic and unexpected, often from a family member. Ooh, Claire. let us know if that happened. And our final dream comes to us from Mariah. I will preface this by saying my dreams are often very vivid and intricate and exciting, but these two are probably the strangest dreams I've ever had. 3 to 4 years back, I studied for a few months at a university in Japan. I don't remember if this dream happened during that trip or after, but it was definitely around that time. Some campus attendants and I were going to somewhere in Kanagawa on a little outing. I can't say for sure whether this place exists there, but it looked very old, almost like a historic district of sorts. I looked it up, Mariah, and Kanagawa, I hope I'm saying that correctly, is real. It's right outside Tokyo on the coast. At a certain point, we passed by a pond filled with very round fish with incredibly bulging eyes. They seemed very normal at the time, but I'm pretty sure they were smiling a little. We started walking through some alleyways, and gradually, the space between the buildings got smaller and smaller until we could barely move through. but for some reason, we couldn't turn back. During this time, everything started getting very, very red, as if it was put through a filter. Somehow, we got out of those alleyways, but we ended up back at the pond with the fish. This time, the fish were fully smiling with human teeth. I know they spoke, but I don't remember what they said. I just knew instinctively that it was dangerous and I needed to run. I think the fish might have started attacking us, but my memory gets a little fuzzy around this part. The only thing I remember very clearly about the end of that dream was the pure fear I felt. Mariah, I'm so sorry. If your dream wasn't vague and ominous enough, I did Google what it means to dream of talking fish, and this is what the internet told me. Now, I don't want to freak you out because, like I said, who among us can dictate what dreaming of talking fish truly means, you know? But this is what the internet had to say. You feel guilty. Or you are being betrayed. Or you are feeling incomplete. Three very, very different meanings that someone has attached to talking fish. I would like to know what dream scientist connected the dots from talking fish to betrayal, you know. Regardless, your dream did sound very ominous. Especially the part about fish having human teeth. Ew. Now, when it comes to dreams about water, it seems that the water is commonly accepted as an interpretation of your feelings. Fantasyinterpretation.com says that dreams about puddles can represent emotions that are overlooked, dreams about streams represent a stream of consciousness, and dreams about the ocean can represent the state of your emotions and the limitlessness of the unconscious in spirit. And all are subject to change based on the quality of the water and surrounding factors, like how does that change when there's a narwhal or fish with teeth? Who's to say? Maybe we should get a professional to weigh in. Let's ask the moon what they think of your dreams. Fear not, gentle listeners. Ghost Honey's Dream Machine will be right back after the break. Greetings, gentle listeners. I hope you've been doing well. I am so excited to talk to you today about my very first book. It's called Gentle Chaos: Poems, Tales, and Magic. This book is a collection of poems, images, personal stories, and vignettes that explore magic, queerness, lost history, love, and death, and the enchantment and comfort to be found in the weird, the dark, and the different. There's also pictures of teeth. The holiday season is fast approaching, and this book could make the perfect gift for the sensitive, death-obsessed weirdo in your life. And you can purchase it now wherever you buy books. Not only is there a book, but there is also a companion oracle card deck, a guided journal, and an audiobook recorded by yours truly, available wherever you listen to books. I hope you enjoy this book just as much as I do, and happy holidays from me to you. Welcome back, gentle listeners. Hi, Moon. What do you think of all of these water dreams? What do you think they mean?
Let the water settle, and you will see the moon and stars reflected in your being. Rumi.
Oh, Moon, that was beautiful. But, what does that mean, though?
All dreams about water are dreams about me, and I love my adoring fans.
Okay, sure, Moon. Thanks. I'm your biggest fan, though. Don't forget that.
Okay, build me a shrine, then.
I'll get to work on that.
Oh, I think I hear Staircase waking up. Be right back, Moon.
Bonjour, mon chéri. Ça va?
Bien, Staircase. Et toi?
Ah, I cannot complain.
Staircase, I was wondering, do you know who the woman in this picture is? It's not my great-aunt Ida, is it?
Can you bring it a little closer to the floorboards that form my eyes?
Yeah, of course.
It is hard to say. I have never seen them in person, but it could be Ida's mother, perhaps.
Oh, Ida's mother. What was her name again?
I believe that her name was Virginia.
Virginia. I don't think I knew about her, but Hazel Grove's gates, they're supposed to be in Virginia, right?
Excuse me, staircase.
I think I'm too tired to think about this right now, but thank you so much for your help.
But of course, I am sorry that I wasn't able to provide more information.
No, you're the best, Staircase. This has been really helpful.
I wish I could stay and chat with you longer, Staircase, but I'm just too tired.
Maybe we can catch up another night.
But of course. Bulliv, mon chéri.
Bulliv. Slowly by slowly, gentle listeners. Little by little and piece by piece, we can solve this mystery. Sweet dreams.
Ghost Honey's Dream Machine was written by me, Tyler Gaysa. It was co-created by me and my friends at Pod People, who make this lovely little podcast come to life. Rachel King, Matt Sav, Chris Jacobs, Brian Rivers, Morgan Foose, and Anne Fuse. Special thanks to Barbara Jones and Mark Fisher at Outshine Talent and all of my family and friends. If you love Ghost Honey's Dream Machine, the best thing you can do is share it with a friend. And if you're an overachiever, please leave a glowing review and rate us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can follow me at Ghost Honey on TikTok and at Tyler Gaysa everywhere else to stay tuned on all Dream Machine news. And please, if you feel so inclined, go ahead and submit your own dreams at the dream submission form linked in any of my social media bios. I may include it in an upcoming episode. Bye for now.